Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Josie James, and you're listening to Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio.
Have me on board, and what an honor. I always get excited when I get to go on the radio. I absolutely love it because, you know, you get a chance for other people to hear my music and to hear me, my voice, that I actually really do exist. So I love radio, doing the interviews. It's always very interesting. It is. So thank you, and I feel honored and humbled that you have me on the air today.
My pleasure. You know, one of the things that I've become so, as far as mesmerized with your music and artists like yourself, is that your instrument has become an extension of who you are, not just as an artist, but as a person. When you perform live, can you kind of give us some insight on what the vibe is? What kind of feeling comes over you when it's just you and your harp and being able, and you have the capacity of touching so many people?
Yes, well, you know, I perform regularly, but I can tell you this, when I go into the zone, I go into the zone. But usually prior to that, I can really feel my audience, let's say the crowd, and see where they're at, if they're warm or really kind of what I want to, you know, play. And but then once I begin, I'm in it. And then I'm taking you right down that road with me. And I can tell you that when I show up, people are really fascinated. First of all, they see the instrument. And most people, they say, we've never seen a harp up front. We've never even seen a harp ever in their life. I get that a lot. And then a person of color to play it, so they get excited about that. So they're, you know, wondering, well, is she really going to be able to play that, or what's going to happen here? So, and then, you know, I just take it, and I just say, you belong to me now. And then I just take them to other places, other dimensions, and bring them back, and we do some R&B and some funk, and, you know, I just do my thing. That's how I do it.
Well, it definitely resonates through the entire album. the tracks that were chosen for the new album, of course, Straight from the Harp. Incredible. The rendition that you did of the late, great Curtis Mayfield song, Give Me Your Love.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I had to do that. I had to do that, Teddy, because, and you know, it's a funny story how that happened, because that song there was the song that put me on the map. And it just, you know, how things are just supposed to happen. And last year, I had an opportunity. Somebody came to me and said, well, you know, we'd like you to do a single on a compilation CD. So I'm like, oh, okay, great. And so I thought, okay, like, what am I going to do? And I knew instantly I wanted to do that Curtis Mayfield tune. I can't even begin to tell you how long I've been wanting to do that song because of the movie, that era, the scene in the bathroom when they played that song. It's so classic. And I just said, I'm going to do that song. I'm going to do that Curtis Mayfield. It had been in my spirit for years to do that song. And so I came out of the gate with that. And after that, I knew I was onto something, because then I had people like program directors and calling me from all over the world, practically, wanting to know when the CD was going to come out. So then I was pushed into doing the CD. I hadn't even really thought of it, I got to tell you. And I was like, oh, my God, I got to do a CD now. Everybody's asking for the CD. I just thought, you know, I'm just going to do this single and put it out there and see what happens. So that pushed me into doing Straight from the Harp, and that's how that came about.
You something when I've listened, I've listened to the entire album in its entirety, and I'm gonna tell you something. It took me back to a much simpler time where music meant everything, and the ability that you had to capture that moment, especially as far as Superfly is concerned, I said, wow. I said, okay, she really did it. She put her lovely toes in it in the water. and came back with some magic. You definitely did a fantastic job. For you, when you go into the studio, what is your thought process? Because the artists that I've had an opportunity to speak with, they say, you know what, it's completely different going in the studio, creating. But when you get out on stage and perform, you want to take it to another level. So when people request that particular song, what is your thought process when you play it live?
Oh, I just start smiling immediately, and I get really excited because they are feeling what I felt, or they want to go back into a different time where we, you know, the era was wonderful, you know, and we were happy. And we, like you said, that was when music was everything. It really was. And where we resonated, we went to the record stores and bought music. Who's coming out with this? Or have you heard about that album? Somebody from the East Coast was doing that. So we were collectors. Plus, we grew up with the masters, and we didn't really know it, but I think we grew up with the masters. You know, we had Curtis. We had Barry, we had Isaac Hayes, we had, you know, the Stylistics, we had all these artists that was putting out this wonderful, wonderful music. So I wanted to really capture that time. And so then when I get a request to play that live, they are ready. They are so ready. In fact, they sing along, you know, with the vocal lines, give me your love, give me your love. And I can look in the audience and everyone is smiling because music is so powerful, it instantly takes you back in time to a place where you remember. Wherever you were when that music came out, you remember. Wherever I was, I remember. And so that's just how powerful music is. It's such a wonderful vibration. And, yes, they really love it when I perform it. And sometimes I surprise them, and I don't tell them. You know, and I just kind of like I start down that road, and then all of a sudden the eyes, ears perk up. They know, like, oh, wait a minute. I think I know that song. Is she really going to do that? You know, and by the time we get to Give Me Your Love, oh, my God, they're just like out of their seats.
They're not ready for it. When you take them on that journey, you better have your seatbelt fastened because we go in there. Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Going there. Yes. Well, I definitely know Gordon Parks Jr. and also the late, great Curtis Mayfield are definitely smiling at you, my queen. So let's get into it. One of the many fantastically played songs from the new album, Straight From The Heart, with Give Me Your Love, here in the comfort zone of LOTL Radio.
Thank you.
Sharp, available on iTunes, Google Play, and also for those who are feeling even more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. For those who have not had an opportunity to hear or listen to your music, for a novice that wants to get their ears fulfilled with great music, how would you describe your music?
I would classify it as funky, jazzy, sexy.
Yes, Lord.
You know, it's interesting because the nature of the instrument, you know, the harp. And they go, well, what instrument do you play? And I say, well, I play the harp. You do? Yes. And then they go, well, what kind of music do you play? So I go, well, I'm more, lots of times I say I'm an urban harpist. Well, that really doesn't compute with the instrument because most people are used to hearing the harp or seeing the harp or have reference to the harp in an orchestra. So they're thinking of soft, dreamy, quiet, sort of boring music. Harp, urban, harp, jazzy, harp, funky, that doesn't compute. So I have to, my standard line is, I can show you, you know, better than I can tell you. So that's what I end up having to do. I have to show you, you know, because it's not a common reference where people can say, oh, yeah, I've heard this other harpist, she's pretty jazzy, or I've heard this other harpist, she's pretty sexy. You know what I'm saying? So I'm really kind of, it's a whole new genre, a whole new trailblazing, a whole nother niche for that particular instrument. And so with that becomes a lot of challenges because, you know, most people are just not used to it.
I was speaking to a colleague of mine. I said, this is definitely not Judy Lynchman, even though she's a great harpist. I said, but we're on a whole nother level. And it's definitely a beautiful thing where I think somewhere along the way, and I think the younger generation, and I don't want to condemn them too much, but I think somewhere along the way that real musicianship has been taken away from the masses where we have a lot of clutter now that's on radio.
Yes.
And for me growing up, and I'm we're both 21.
Absolutely.
Yes, Lord. And we have a greater appreciation as far as what music stood for. It stood for our times, you know, as you said, when you had the stylistics, you know, Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. It goes Earth, Wind, and Fire. They spoke to everyone.
Yes.
And we're missing that desperately in today's industry. Now, by you being an independent artist, how helpful has it been for you to have complete creative control over your music and your brand?
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you, it is a blessing. Because I think about if I was with a record label, what they would have probably told me not to play the Curtis Mayfield. Oh, no, not that one. Or they would have, it would have been more streamlined. I don't know what that album would have been. But I think it's the best. You know, Prince says that, to be able to come in and say, you know what, I want to do this, I'm going to do that, to control my image. I like that as well. This is what I want to project. This is what I want people to see. This is what I want people to hear, what the harp can do. And I think that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And I think that even though it's a lot of work going down the road of being an independent artist, because you really have to be master of your own destiny. And you got to really think outside the box. You have to be creative. But on the other side of it, when I hold my product in my hand and I look at it, I go, I really like this. This is really beautiful. And I smile because from beginning to end, you know, I was, you know, in control of all of that between my producer and me and my executive producer. And so we all three collaborated on it, and we were all on the same page with it and what we wanted to project and what we wanted it to sound like. And we wanted the reaction that you had that, you know, when you heard it, that every song on the album was beautiful, not just one or two, but everything. It's like a storybook. You know, when you open up a book, you go from page to page and it tells a story. So that's what I wanted to do, and we accomplished that, you know. And so I think, you know, like you said, as being an independent artist, that was very exciting to be able to have creative control of what I put out there.
Absolutely. You have such a sensuous way as far as your presentation with the music. And one of the things that I thorroughly enjoy that I think is sorely missing in today's industry is that it's still that level of mystery that you bring with your music. You can always be sensuous, but still have that level of mystery, you know, that mystery behind it, whereas my, hey, this is what it is. There's no mystery left in music. I know from people like me who are music enthusiasts, we want that level of mystery. We want to know when a woman is there. We want it's the chase. It's the chase.
Yes, it is.
It's the chase. I want a gift wrapped in a present. I don't want it unwrapped. It's the thought process of, hey, what is underneath the wrapping? But still being tactful, still being sensuous, and also the emphasis on romantic. Do you consider your music all that rolled up into one?
Yes, I do. And I do, and I really like the mystery of it because I think that, you know, I somewhat grew up in a household that mystery was good and that in terms of relationships, male-female relationships, men are hunters. And so, and they like that, just like you said, we like the chase. But you don't want to just put out there where there's no mystery at all. You want it to be somewhat provocative. You want it to be like, what is that? Who is she? I want to talk to her. You know, what is she about? How did she do that? To me, that's exciting. That's a mind thing, you know, because you haven't revealed anything. But there's this element of surprise that come along with that that makes it very exciting. Yes.
I always use the analogy. I want her to be my wasabi to my sushi. Lord have mercy. That's what I want. I want that enticing appeal, something that's sensuous but always dignifies herself as a lady. And you have done an outstanding job of that. And speaking of outstanding, one of my favorite songs on the new album, of course, Straight from the Harp, is Fly Away. Can you tell the listeners out there about that particular single?
Yes, my producer, Alan Phillips, produced that. And I told him, I said, you know what, we need some original music. Let's get together and put something out there that's really beautiful. And it's a little bit mysterious as well, but it's open enough where we can take people to another place in time. See, I love that. I love dimensional music where you listen to it and all of a sudden you're transported to another place. So we came up with Fly Away, and it just turned out beautiful, exactly how I wanted it. And actually that is the song that's being played on Music Choice Channel. Those that are on the air that have the Music Choice Channel at home, I think they're playing me like twice a day on that. And so that's exciting because I knew when I kind of heard the melodies and everything, I said, you know what, that song right there, that's going on the radio. That's a hit. And so that's what we came up with, Fly Away. Yeah. And it's interesting, before we go to it real quick, is that I've done that at a funeral one time. A lady asked me, she goes, you know, my husband passed, and she goes, I would love for you to play that song. I said, okay. So in the program, they had me play that when they had opened up the casket. And I had this portable electric carpet, and I strap it on, and I can walk it, play it. So actually, it was so powerful that when I played it, I actually played it to the person, you know, that was there. And I mean, everybody, when I finished it, because it was Fly Away, and he did, he flew away, was in tears. They said that was so powerful the way you did that. So it can go in so many different ways just because of the nature of the tune and the lyrics.
Absolutely. So it is written, so it shall be done. Let's get into it again. One of the many, many wonderful, wonderful instrumental songs on this fantastic new album, of course, from Maria Antoinette, Straight from the Harp, with Fly Away, here in the comfort zone of LOTL Radio. Thank you. straight from the harp, from the incredible Maria Antoinette here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio. We talked about this briefly, about being an independent artist. And I've always said that, unfortunately, here in the States, we have a tendency where we have become somewhat very spoiled, very jaded, and very unappreciative, you know, toward our artists. For you, what has the feedback been outside the United States for your music? Let's be more specific, Europe, Japan, Germany, because they have always had a great love affair and a very highly regarded respect for our music artists.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, when I did release the single Curtis Mayfield's tune, that was exactly where the calls came from. They came from Belgium, they came from the Netherlands, they came from the UK. They were the first to call and say, and these were program directors of radio stations, and they said, you know what, we got the CD and the production is stellar. We really, really love it. And that what's really pushed me, they said, when is the album coming out? They were the first to ask, when are we going to get the whole album, was Europe. And you're right, because I think that, you know, they have a high appreciation for quality, for orchestration, something well put together. And so they were the first on the scene to really compliment and say how much they thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed it. So right now, I think I'm on like about 15 stations in the UK. And I just got some orders from Japan. So that was kind of interesting, too. So it's exciting that my music is going all over the world,
right.
You know, so I'm excited about that. So, yes, Europe definitely has a strong appreciation for real quality music. They do.
Right. You know, I've had the pleasure to speak and converse with so many great artists like yourself. And one thing that I have found, a lot of them, when they put out wonderful products, great projects that they consider their baby, when they get that feedback, that kind of love or acknowledgement back saying, hey, you know what, your album helped me get through a rough time, or I'm going through a particular situation and I heard a song from your album, it just really emotionally touched me. When you get that kind of feedback or that kind of acknowledgement about your music, what does it do to you? Besides just being an artist, what does it do to you from a personal standpoint?
You know, it makes me very, very proud. And it lets me know that how important it is for us to follow our instincts. Because I can tell you, I really been wanting to do this for a long time. It was been in my heart to do it, to produce an album like this. And along came an opportunity for me to be able to do that. So it really lets me know, as a person, as an artist, that my journey has not been in vain. Because I've worked really hard for a long time and to try to get my music out there, to get people to understand what I do. And then finally you get a chance to do that, and then you can kind of lay back. Sometimes I lay in the bed and I look in the ceiling, and I'm like, wow, this is really exciting. I mean, I actually really did this, okay? And people really like it. And so that's the part that, to me, humbles me, and it makes me very, very excited to know that I'm on the right path. Because sometimes you do kind of question your journey because it's not happening like you want it to.
Right.
But then when you do this, and then all of a sudden you get the opportunity to put it out there in a big way, it's exciting to get that feedback back. It really is.
Absolutely.
As a person, I say, well, all that practice, all that work by myself in the woodshed has not been in vain. All the money, you know, really, it's truly amazing. But I'm humbled by it all, and I'm really thankful and grateful that I had people in my life who believed in my journey and said, let's go. We're going to do this.
Well, the first time my program director had sent me the CD, and I listened to it in its entirety, and I said, my goodness, I said, who is this? And she said, her name is Maria. And I said, okay, I got to listen again. And it just, I said, each song on that album. It really touched me. It takes you, as you said, it takes you on a journey. And it's that kind of music where you have to really sit there and you get lost, you get mesmerized. And it's very rare in today's industry that you have music that can touch you in that manner. For you, you use and give so much of yourself in a performance. How are you able to come down from that kind of elation, that kind of high after a performance?
It takes about 24 hours. Yeah, especially when it's been really a dynamic show or a great performance. I'm just really excited. It makes me feel good that I can get on a stage and do what I do and people like it. And usually the ride home is always, I'm analyzing, okay, did I execute that well? Because again, I'm a bit of a perfectionist.
Okay.
And people liked it, and you know, was the show good? Or did I say enough? You know, because it's a whole picture where you pull people into your presentation. You speak to them, and I always try to tell them a little bit about the harp. But I it makes me feel really good. It really does. And for people to give you a check for what you do is very exciting as well. It's like, okay, this is really nice. Very nice. You know, so as an artist, it's very exciting. It truly is. And, you know, I have some goals, some big goals. And so we'll see if we just kind of like break through, you know?
It would be unfair to my audience if I didn't ask. And I know they'll say, you got to ask Teddy Bear, what are some of your goals? If you can give me your top five goals, what are your ultimate goals for this particular album that you have out right now, Straight from the Harp?
I would love to sell 30 million copies of that CD worldwide. I would like to get a Grammy, several Grammys for that. Best New Artist, Best Instrumental, that would be one. I would like to do a tour in my own way with my own presentation, because I have some like really amazing ideas for a huge like tour. I mean, basically when everybody would step in the room, they would be instantly transformed into another place in time. It would be so amazing when everybody walked out. It would be healing. You would be healed. You would be excited. It would be so much that I have. So those would be my top three. And then also to inspire other young harpists that come behind me that they can do this, that to leave a wonderful legacy. I think that's really important to me, to leave a legacy of the harp. Because right now, you know, we hear a lot of sax. We don't hear harp. So in order to inspire younger females from the inner city to take up the harp and do it your way too, because I know that there's so much creativity and genius out there. So I would like to leave that type of legacy. Those would be my top goals, I think. I could go on some more,
but those are very inspirational goals, and there is no doubt in my mind that you will definitely get it accomplished. And for those who have not had an opportunity to see this captivating woman perform live, all you have to do is let your fingers do the walking. Head over to the official website. That's at MariaAntoinette.com. Also on Facebook, that's at Facebook.com/ Maria Antoinette fans. And last but certainly not least, twitter.com/ Maria Jazz Harp. Now, my mentor, I know he is somewhere smiling, Mr. Barry Eugene White. I'm going to love you just a little, baby. Lord have mercy. What made you choose that particular song to put your own special imprint on it?
Yeah, well, you know, I love spoken words. And on my first project, which was Sexy Paradise, that was my first CD produced by Fatburger, Carl Evans Jr., I told him when we were in the studio, I said, Carl, you know what, I wrote these two songs, and they have spoken word, and so I kind of want to add some dimension to the project. He goes, well, let me hear what you have. So I actually had it wrote out on a piece of paper, and I said the words, and he just told the engineer immediately, hook up the mics, let's go. So when I did Straight from the Heart, I want that to be a signature of mine where I do spoken word piece coupled with music. So I thought, Barry, everybody loves Barry. How can you not? You know, he had that signature voice, and he tells a story. So I said, okay, I'm going to be the female version of Barry and just kind of bring it in a different way with the instrument and the sounds. And so that's how I chose that one.
Well, you did a fantastic job. And without further ado, let's get into it. Of course, we're being joined by the captivating Marie Antoinette as we get lost and Straight from the Heart with one of her many hit songs from the new album, I'm Gonna Love You Just a Little More, Baby, from the late, great Barry White, here in the comfort zone of LODO Radio. searching for right here, my dear. Definitely a beautiful thing. Family, be sure to purchase the new album, Straight from the Harp, available on iTunes, Google Play, and also for those who like to look more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com and to get all the latest tour updates from this captivating artist. Be sure to let your fingers do the walking. Stop by the official website at MariaAntoinette.com. My queen, and I say that with all sincerity and affection and every ounce of this teddy bear's body. It was truly an honor to have you on the show. This is definitely your home, and hopefully very soon you will come down to Houston and perform live. As a matter of fact, when you do come down, we would love to have you here in the studio and do an interview with you. We truly appreciate your love of music and what you bring to the table.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Well, all you have to do is find out. You probably already know who the promoters are in that city for jazz festivals, or and just drop them a dime and say, you got to get Maria Antoinette down here. You know, you have to. And then I will come.
If you build, they will come. Yes, Lord, we will definitely, we will definitely do that. My queen, much continued success. You have our support, and we look forward to having you on the show again. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, and then I'll probably be sending you guys. I am actually going to come out with a Christmas single. And so I will make sure that you get a copy of that. Actually, I record it. I'm in the studio next Thursday, so I'm going to record it. I'm going to tell you the title, but you're going to love it. Mm. And it's funky, it's jazzy, and sexy. Mm. And so I will send that so you can have me in rotation for the holiday.
Oh, you're in rotation right now, my love. That's not even a problem. But, yeah, bring it to us, and we will definitely debut it here first, okay?
Okay, all right.
All right.
But thank you, too. Thank you so much as well.
And again,
I forgot to tell them that they can get my CD on my website, too. Actually, that's the best deal because you get a signed poster as well as a signed CD.
You hear that, listeners? Go to the official website. You definitely want a signed poster and a signed CD. Lord have mercy.
Well, see, that's being an independent artist. You can do all those extra things.
Thank you so much again, and you have a blessed evening, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much for having me.
God bless the very talented and captivating, Lord have mercy, Maria Antoinette, here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio. Hope everyone enjoyed the interview. Man, we've been on vacation, my God, for what, a little bit over 2 weeks, you know, handling business, making sure things are much better. And speaking of much better, be sure to check us out. We're actually on Live 365. So all you have to do is let those little gentle fingers go to the Google Play Store, look up the app, Live 365, and once you download the app, all you got to do is type us in, LOTL, thecomfortzone.com. And you said, Teddy Bear, you're just really expanding your horizons. I've seen the need. I've felt the need to give you what you want. I am your Freddie Tiffany of the airwaves. Lord have mercy. Let's get into some music from Marley Monroe, Boomerang, here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio.
Where are we going, love? If we just keep bending up, right back in the same place. Such a little place.
had to go a lot deeper. And so, Lord have mercy, my man, Al Chauncey, always been a faithful man here in the comfort zone of the LoDeo Radio. And I want to send out a very special thank you once again to the very talented Maria Antoinette. Lord have mercy. Family, be sure to purchase her new album, Straight from the Harp. It is available on iTunes, Google Play, and also at Amazon.com. But we got something even better for you. You stop by her official website, which is MariaAntoinette.com. You can get the album, actually, the CD from there. But not just any CD. You can get a signed CD and also a signed poster. It's a beautiful name for a very beautiful and talented artist. And speaking of a talented artist, good friend of the show, Adina Howard, Lord have mercy, has a new single out. We're going to debut it here right now. Yes, it is. Bad for me. Good for you, but definitely bad for me. You're in the comfort zone of LoDeo Radio.
Gotta go for all we know. Just the two of us.